The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
They say can't be done.
That's right.
We've got a long way to go.
Well, not much longer of a way to go. Two games, two more wins to get to New Orleans. Welcome on in, everyone. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys went on. 215-592-9494 after a 22-10 playoff victory over the Green Bay Packers. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Let's get ready to go. It's about that time.
We got two more. One down, two to go to get to New Orleans. The Eagles yesterday, backed by dominant defense. Saquon Barkley, and enough in the passing game. Get by the Green Bay Packers. Good morning, you. How we doing?
I'm good, man. I can't complain. Excited that the Eagles won. That was a physical game yesterday. That was a real physical game.
Well, I mean, the Packers were dropping like flies throughout that game. It was interesting as you watched the play, because they came in, we talked about it all last week, they were banged up, right? They didn't have Christian Watson, they didn't have Jair Alexander, but then when they lost that left guard, I think it was Nolan Smith took him out as the guy was pulling on the run play, and Nolan Smith, who we're going to talk a lot about him today, what a game Nolan had. When he took him out, Hugh, and they didn't have their left guard, it just felt like that was like the tipping point, the breaking point for them. They didn't have enough yesterday.
Yeah, man, and we knew it was going to probably play out the way that it did. It played out the way that I thought it might. Jalen was a little rusty. But the defense travels well, man. I think that's the one thing that we hang our hat on is the fact that we play really solid defense. Unfortunate that N'Kobe Dean got hurt.
Yep.
You know, that's a blow to that side of the ball. But for the most part, that was a physical game yesterday, man. And the defense asserted their dominance from the beginning all the way to the end.
You know what it was? It was very typical of a lot of Eagles games this year, where the defense and the running game are the story, and the quarterback makes enough plays where they put enough points on the board, but it's not like overwhelming. And yesterday, the defense was incredible. That they held that Packers team. I know they were without their top, deep threat. But Hugh, the Packers had averaged 27 points a game this year. They scored 10, and it felt like they barely could move the football at times. The pass rush was really good, led by Nolan Smith. I'm amazed how good the secondary was yesterday against a quarterback that could do some things. I mean, Jordan Love has had a good start to his career, and people believe in him. He couldn't find anyone outside. Quinyon played really well. How about that interception by Darius Slay, like holding off the receiver and making that catch?
That was a beautiful play. You know what the unfortunate thing about that, and I'm not picking on Slay, but as an OG, You gotta stay on the field, man. I mean, I know he got banged up a little bit. You gotta, especially when your team needs you. Because when he went out, that was a recipe that could have went either way for us. You know, you got to be out there on the field. I know he knows that, and it's unfortunate that he's been dealing with a lot all season long. But that was the thing that I was worried about when he went out. I was like, damn, this might change some things.
You know what it was for me? It was just every step of the way, every time there was a moment in that game, you felt like, could it go the other way? Could you get a little nervous? The Eagles stepped up and made a play. You know, the Packers, had a couple moments where they scored some points, but the Eagles responded each time with some big runs or some big defensive plays. You know, Nolan stood out to me yesterday, had, I think, the best game of his career in his biggest spot. Quinyon, Slay, Zach Bond. Unfortunately, you mentioned Nakobe got hurt, but we talked about it all season. Their defense drove was the story for this, right? Defense and running the football. Yesterday, they were who they were yesterday.
Yeah, and that's what you need, man. You know, it's one of those things where, going into this game, you know, with Jalen not playing, as long as he's not played, he held the ball a little bit. But the defense was the deciding factor in this game. That's the beautiful part about it. When I said it last week, I know we were saying it a little tongue-in-cheek, but when you're playing, if you're the number one defense in the league going into the playoffs, that's nothing to sneeze at. That says to me that regardless of what your offense is doing, that defense is going to keep you in the game. And that's exactly what they did yesterday. It was 10-zip forever.
Mm-hmm.
It was 10-zip forever. And they were able to hold it down long enough for the offense to get something going a little bit, and we were able to win the game. That's all you can ask from your defense.
Well, and they caused four turnovers. 215-592-9494. Started off right away. So we do the pregame show yesterday. Hugh, I hop in the car, and I'm heading home, and I always listen to Merrill and Mike in the first quarter, and then I'll kind of rewatch on DVR when I get home and watch the whole thing. But, Hugh, I heard the roar of the crowd as soon as the opening kick happened, and then they kind of untangle the scramble, and you realize Oren Burks forced a fumble. That was the tone setter for the entire day. And look, Burks had to come into also play defense yesterday because Nakobe got hurt. But I thought that set the tone for the whole game, that he was able to make that play, and the Packers, who already were behind the eight ball, that just felt like it wasn't going to be their day.
Man, I tell you, it's one of those things when you see that hit. That was a textbook hit, because as soon as he hit him on the button. Hit him mm-hmm. in the front of his – he would be called back in the day putting that bike on him. He lowered the helmet, and he hit him with his face mask, in his face mask. And as soon as he hit him, it was like that pilot light blinked for like a quick second, and he dropped the ball. And that's all you need. And that's what – when you have that on the opening kickoff, that gets your team going right there. That really gets the team going.
Well, it did. Led by that, then the defense. How about you know who deserves a shout-out this morning, Hugh?
Who's that?
Rhea, when she was with us last week. You remember her bold prediction for the game? Quinyon Mitchell would have his first interception of his career.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, she did say
Rhea
that.
Rhea called it right
she
here
did.
On the Midday
she did.
Show.
She said she's very proud of that call. She did call it, though.
Well,
shout out to Rhea
Hughes. Yeah, she should be proud. And that we should be proud of this defense, because they dominated yesterday. On a day, we could be real, the passing game, again, was a little choppy. Hugh, let's talk about it. So it's interesting, because you called this all week. You thought the pass game would be rusty. A lot of people did, right? But you thought, like, basically, the way they won the game was exactly how you laid out last week. You thought they would win the game. What's interesting, though, is Jalen started 6-for-6, right, including the touchdown to Jahan Dotson right after the fumble. So it almost felt like, hey, maybe he's not going to be rusty. But then, you know, they went like an hour of real time without a completed pass. It was,
yeah.
Like after the 6-for-6 start, it felt like forever again until they had the drive where he threw the two passes to Devontae and then the big touchdown to Goddard where they scored again. It was a weird day for the passing game, because the stats are typical of a lot of Jalen games this year. It just was a long stretch where it was really quiet.
I feel like in the beginning of the game, and just looking at it as it's playing right now, they made some manageable throws. The throws were manageable for Jalen. And as the game progressed, they tried to throw a little bit more at him
mm-hmm.
and tried to stretch the field a little bit. And that's where it became a little disjointed. That's where it was, you know, Jalen looked a little indecisive with the football and things of that nature. But I think for the most part, you went out and did what you wanted to do. You know, Saquon got a, what, 116 yards or something like that.
And he could have more if he didn't slide.
He has a tough sledding. But that's the way the game plan should be. I know that we are all enamored by the fact that most quarterbacks, you know, you look at them and the stat line isn't what you want it to be when it comes to Jalen Hurts. But the bottom line is this. This team has been winning like this all year long with the defensive formula and the Saquon Barkley additive in that, if you will. So I don't see any reason why you got to change anything right now. As we progress through these playoff series, sure, Jalen is going to have to make some plays. But I did not expect that to be the case this weekend, because Jalen was coming off of concussion protocol.
Well, it was a very I watched that game yesterday, and it was a microcosm of the 2024 Eagles. Dominant defense, great running game, incredible offensive line play. I mean, the first touchdown of the game, Jalen Hurts had 6.75 seconds in the pocket. Hugh, could you ever remember, or when you played, could you ever think of a moment? And sometimes a quarterback will scramble out and run around, right? Mahomes does that. Jalen does it. Vic used to do it. Donovan. That's one thing. I don't think I can ever recall, Hugh, a quarterback having 7 seconds inside the pocket.
Nah, that's a lot of time. And still didn't know where to go with it. That's a lot of time.
Well, he found Dotson. But it was an offensive line story yesterday. It was a running game story yesterday. And mostly was a defense story, like this whole season. And the passing game was choppy. I mean, the first thing that hit me yesterday was how great the defense was. But also, like, I can't ignore the pass game was choppy. 215-592-9494. We'll go to your phone calls here in a second. We got a lot to do today. And Merrill Montas, we'll talk to Merrill himself. We will get into the A.J. Brown book. And maybe a little reading Giglio later, whatever the heck that was. A big, huge breakdown on Nolan Smith. And, of course, we'll talk about who we want now in the divisional round. It'll be decided tonight between the Vikings and the Rams. Let's hear, though, Saquon Barkley after the game yesterday giving a shout-out to Vic Fangio and that defense.
Vic is down up. Some boys is over there balling, making plays. They got this, you know, the swagger that they have right now. They're over here doing this. And, you know, what I think we could do better is we could capitalize on the plays that they're making, the turnovers that they're making. I will say that that's something I think that we lacked on. Everyone want to get on it for rusty or for this and that and third. Our defense went out there and got 3 turnovers. Our special teams got a turnover, and we scored on that drive. We scored a touchdown on the drive. But if we do that, you know, it's a different outcome. It's a different game. But at the same time, the same outcome would be the same, I mean. But we both got to win.
Well, he's right, Hugh. I mean, they scored 22, which is fine, but they also got the defense gave them 4 turnovers. I can understand why the offense probably thinks, hey, we should have scored more than 22.
Yeah, they should have. But the bottom line is this: they won the game, and you know, there's always playoff games, even the ones that you win in the Super Bowl, where you know you look at some opportunities that were missed. But fortunate enough for you, you had a good enough day, and you had a good enough day offensively, that it didn't cost you anything, because, you know, as we all know, these things are one and done. So you go back to the drawing board and you get ready for the next one. That's all you can do. You're still alive. That's the bottom line. It's like being in a gladiator fight. The fight wasn't what you wanted it to be, but you're able to fight next week, and that's all that matters.
The ultimate survive and advance. All right, let's hear from the quarterback yesterday, Jalen Hurts. In yesterday's game, 13-21, 131 yards, 2 touchdowns, no picks. The passer rating was shiny, but obviously there was a lot that just looked blah in the passing game. Hurts, after the game yesterday, talking, like what Saquon did, about having to take advantage of those opportunities the defense provides.
You guys got off to a hot start, and then it seemed like maybe there was like a little bit of a lull there. Was this something they were doing, or was it execution?
It was execution. It was rhythm. You know, we got to find our rhythm early in the game, and you know, I think first and foremost, our defense played their tails off, and created turnovers. And I think ultimately, you know, when you have those opportunities, you got to take advantage of them. I mean, that starts with me.
Well, it does. And moving forward, I've said this, I'll say it again. To win the Super Bowl, I think Jalen's going to have better moments and be better and throw for more yardage and win the game more with his arm than just the defense run. But to beat the Packers, it was good enough. It was more, you know, Hugh, there's different kinds of games. And maybe it's this coming Sunday against the Rams or the Vikings. Maybe it's a title game against the Lions. I do think at some point they're going to need more of the passing game. But yesterday, they didn't. I mean, when the defense plays that well, Hugh, you can win a game like that, or two.
Defense travels well, man. I mean, you look at it. You're talking about A.J. Brown, got one catch yesterday. And what, 3 targets or something like that?
More reading than catches yesterday.
Yeah. And that's something where, you know, you normally don't see a win in a situation like that. Mm-hmm. But this team is super talented. And it goes as Saquon Barkley goes. You know, he had relatively a quiet day yesterday for his standards. But, you know, 25 carries and being able to control the clock the way that you do, I wouldn't be surprised if it's similar. This game this weekend coming up is similar to one we just saw.
It could
maybe
be
a little bit better, maybe a little bit more passing and completions. But it's one of those things. I look at it like this. If your defense is playing well, and, you know, it's unfortunate that it looks like N'Kobe's not going to be out there. But if your defense is playing well, it's going to give your offense a chance to get going. And if it sputters in these next couple of weeks and people can't get a real bead on what they're trying to do, that might be to our advantage to a certain extent.
So you mentioned there how talented they are. Here's what struck me. Yesterday, the Eagles only were 2 of 11 on third down. They only completed 13 passes. And if Saquon doesn't decide to slide at the end of the game, they win the game by 19 points or 20 points. I mean, it was 22-10. Saquon run, he had that touchdown. He just decided to slide there. It's 29 or 30-10 if the Eagles wanted to, and they didn't even play that great at times. 215-592-9494. What hit you the most from yesterday? Let's celebrate a playoff victory, two wins to a Super Bowl appearance. The Eagles 22, the Packers 10. Was it that defense or was the choppiness of the passing game? Kyle, the Eagles are two wins away from New Orleans. What hit you the most yesterday?
It was a 2024 Eagles win. It's like the formula that they've had all season long. Offense stuck in mud for stretches of the game. But the defense and Saquon Barkley really just wearing you down physically, just pure domination. It was one of the better defensive performances we've seen all season long. I mean, even starting with the special teams play by Oren Burks, like, man, they put the offense in so many advantageous positions. Now, the offense didn't capitalize on it, and that was a little bit worrisome. I'm almost willing to give the offense a bit of a mulligan this week, being that, you know, they probably weren't in sync. I mean, Hurts hadn't played for a while. The receivers weren't practicing for stretches this week. And if you think about it, you know what it reminded me of? In 2017, that first game against the Falcons, when the offense stunk and the defense played their ass off. And everyone's like, uh-oh. Like, I don't know. I don't know about Nick Foles. I don't know about the offense, all this. If they play like that, then they're not going to go very far. But they turned it on. And I think that this offense is capable of turning it on. So, I couldn't be happier with just getting out of there with a win and moving on, and hopefully things start to clean up from there on out.
Interesting comparison. Yeah, well, then, you know, if we're using the comparison Hurts to Foles, right, you know, back in 2017, the next 2 weeks, Nick Foles exploded for, you know, over 700 passing yards and six touchdowns. That'd be nice if Jalen could do that. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones here as we react and celebrate an Eagles victory over the Packers on to division around weekend. Chris in Middletown starts us off. Good morning, Chris.
Happy playoff victory Monday, man.
Chris, buddy, what's up today? How you feeling?
Guys, well, first of all, I'm still feeling a little cold. My body is still a little chilled to core from being out in the elements yesterday, but it was well worth it. Hugh Douglas?
Yes.
Proud of you, sir. I really am. And serious, man to man, man. You stood up. You embraced our insanity. I'm proud of you. Now, I ain't going to lie to you. When I saw you, I got a little worried. I was like, uh-oh. When I saw you at the pregame, I was like, you went a little Douglas Skittles mode there, and I was a little nervous.
I think he was locked in, right? Zero Dark 30, fully locked in, Hugh Douglas?
That's what it was.
Playoff mode, Hugh.
Yeah, that's the story. We'll stick with that.
I like it. Yeah. Hugh was locked in for a playoff game yesterday. That was it.
Absolutely.
So, Chris, guys, what are you feeling today? What hit you the most?
You know what hit me was the amount of electricity and energy that was running through that stadium. Was it was Philly's post-game-esque. It was absolutely insane in there, and the team and the defense just fed off of it. Joe, you talked about that fumble that was created on the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
I almost felt it coming. Like, I know that sounds crazy, but it's like we had such a rush of energy that was being sent down to that field that it's almost like you can feel something was impactful was going to hit. And when it did, it was just almost like the release of the energy that was shot down there. Like, guys, it was absolutely insane. That defense is no joke. I talked to one of my best friends. I said one of my concerns with our defense all along, and I knew it was going to come, was we weren't getting turnovers, because in the beginning of the year, we were stuffing people and stuffing them, but we weren't getting the picks. We weren't necessarily getting the fumbles. Now we are. And, guys, the numbers are starting to level out, and they're leveling out at the right time for us. We're getting them on that. And I'm going to leave you with one other thing that stood out to me. The man-child Goddard, when he took back control of that game and told that young buck, just get off me, boy. You're not taking me down. Dude, it was just ridiculous. Like, swatting him away like a gnat. Guys, it was great. I look forward to talking to you all week. We're going to get ready. We're going to rev it up. We're winning another one come this Sunday.
No doubt, Chris.
Let's go, Birds!
There it is, Chris in Middletown. There, yeah, that Hugh, you brought Goddard up. I think it was yesterday and Friday as maybe kind of a guy that we, because it's weird. He's had he's had a season here where it's easy to almost forget about him, right? He had a huge play in New Orleans in week three to maybe turn this season around. And then he got hurt, and he came back, and he got hurt again. It always happens with Dallas Goedert. But that play yesterday, that's one of the coolest plays in Eagles playoff history.
Yeah, and it was an outlet play. I kind of figured going into this game and our quarterback not having the timing that he's accustomed to having, you know, you try to shorten the game for him as much as you possibly can. So kind of figured that there was a chance that Calcaterra had a nice little catch too on the sideline. If I'm not mistaken, he had one of those. If I'm not mistaken, on the sideline where he dragged us, he did a toe drag or something.
Yes, yes.
And he had that. And, you know, having Dallas out there, because it allows him, it takes the pressure off the quarterback. Because as you could see yesterday, his accuracy wasn't there in the deep ball throw. So he kind of – the intermediate passes were some of the ones that were comfortable for him. And if I'm not mistaken, I think that's where you talk about he went 6-for-6 at the beginning of the game. That was somewhere in that same range. Mm-hmm. So you're trying to get him comfortable. It's just unfortunate that at that point, as the game progressed, that he wasn't as comfortable as we would have liked him to be. But, yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be another game where this weekend coming up – I know I'm projecting a little bit because it's Monday – but it's probably going to be another game where the tight ends will probably factor big into this win that we're going to have whoever it is we play against.
Goddard's an X factor, I mean, especially, and we'll talk more about it, about the book and everything. If yesterday was A.J. didn't have a big game because of Jalen or because of the game plan or because of the defense, whatever, that's one thing. But if A.J.'s hobbled because of this knee, and from my perspective, he was not running like he usually does yesterday, they need contributions from others to have enough. And yesterday, Goddard... 4-for-47, that's a good day. I'll take that. Plus, that touchdown was awesome. Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Dream Team, how y'all doing today on this wonderful Monday?
Good morning, Will. We're great. We got a playoff win to talk about. What are you feeling?
Absolutely, man. I think Jalen did just enough. You know, everybody talking about Goddard, but what about that hell of a block AJ gave for him, man?
It was.
That was a hell of a block that he gave and helped him score, man.
Will, did you happen to hear Brady's reaction to that? I thought it was pretty cool. He was talking about how it was kind of selfless and champions, that's the way champions play. Even if they don't get the football, they help their teammate. I love that.
Yeah, and that was, you know, I'm glad that he picked up on that, and I picked up on it also, man. I just think, you know, I think the offense had a little bit of rust. I'm grateful for the defense, man, because they kept us in the game. They played very well. I think the play calling was a little bit off too, because you know that middle of the field was open a lot through the game, and they really never attacked the middle of the field. So hopefully, they'll look at the tapes and you know take a view at that, and you know make some better plays. But my main thing is my man Dotson. He got a score finally. He finally got a nice touchdown. But my
you've been calling that one all year. It's better late than never. Man. Finally,
I know, right? So, but the thing is, I think like when we're in that red zone, man, you got to look for that big body Goddard, man. You know what I'm saying? Because like he showed, you know, he could get yak yards and like he played tough, man. And I think you know the next game, man, whoever it is, man, we bringing it, man. We want to keep bringing it, and you know. Keep going, Eagles. Listen, we had a little rust, but guess what? The rust going. We're going to play on now. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Well, we appreciate the phone call. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in on this Victory Monday. The Eagles are in the division round after a 22-10 victory over the Green Bay Packers. We'll find out and we'll talk about, as this show goes along, who we want tonight. It's the Rams. It is the Vikings. That'll be the opponent here 3 o'clock on Sunday. Lot to discuss here. On the other side, what hit you from the game? What hit you the most? Is it the passing game up and down struggles, or was it that dominant, dominant defense? We'll go more into their side, and we'll let you hear how it sounded right here on WIP, the montage of the best moments of the Eagles' victory over the Packers. 215-592-9494. It's the Midday Show right here on Sports Radio.